Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
I guess kind of start with the obvious. What's the status of Daniel and
sure.
the injury?
Yep, we got the MRI back, so he has a torn ACL.
Thank you.
Yep, and that's all the injury news that I have so far today.
Jordan Renan.
Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Jordan.
Is that the extent of the damage? Everything else is kind of intact, the MCL and any meniscus, or do they have to go in and figure that out?
Yeah, he underwent an MRI, and he has a torn ACL.
Okay, where do you move forward now at the quarterback position?
Yeah, well, we have DeVito. Barkley's on a practice squad, and we've been back for less than 12 hours, so I'll have some meetings today with Joe as the day goes on, and we'll see where it goes.
So would you expect that you stick with Tommy at this point? He's been next in line, or is that open for consideration also?
Yeah, no, I think Tommy did a good job, but I'm not going to give you one thing, and it's a different thing. I have confidence in Tommy. He's done a good job, but I sit down and talk with Joe and figure out what's next.
And also, what about Tyrod? We never asked you about him going on IR. Is that a season long thing? Are you optimistic that he could come back this year?
Yeah. I can't give you that answer. So I can't tell you how he's going to heal or things like that. So we'll see.
Tom Rock.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Tom.
It seemed like there was. There was obviously two plays on which Daniel got hurt and with the quarter break in between them. Can you just kind of take us through what happened during that quarter and I guess if there was any medical advice to give him a little bit of time and to check it out? Like, did he do any further damage by playing that first snap of the second quarter?
No, same thing I said last night. He came over, started running back and forth, loosened it up, told our guys he was good. And then went back out there and obviously on that drop went down again. So it's what it was.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bob Brookover.
Hey, Brian.
Bob.
David McKinney made some comments last night about how he wasn't sure the leaders are being heard. It seemed to be more defensive minded. I've read from the story, but are you worried at all about that aspect of things that, and how much are you going to lean on your leaders at this time? Obviously the playoffs don't seem to be a real
vision. So how do you lean on your leader?
Yeah, we do the same thing every week since we've gotten here. We have good communication. We meet every week. Good talk, go through situations, things around the building. So very comfortable with, the leadership that we have, how we communicate with them and how they communicate with us.
Would you disagree with Xavier on that point that the leaders aren't being heard?
Yeah, I'd say we have the meetings we have every week, Bob, which we have every Friday as the captain's meetings, are good, productive meetings.
And Justin, you made an interesting point last night. He talked about when he was on the Giants and they started 0-6, and you find out about players at times like this. Do you believe in that? And he also said that players have to understand that maybe the most important thing, their jobs, or they're playing for their jobs every week. Is that something you relay to your players?
Yeah, I focus on each week. You know, I've been about in every situation you could be in the NFL. Been in a bunch of championship games, been in some losing seasons. I think the consistency is important. Clear, you know, expectations are important. And you go out there and you do everything you can do to win a week. And our guys are putting everything they got into it. The coaches are putting everything they got into it. The players are putting everything they got into it. We're not getting the results we want. And ultimately, it's a results business. So those are definitely things that we work on each week. We'll continue to work on and focus on, you know, doing the best job we can each week.
Thank you.
Yep.
Brian Dunleavy.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Ryan.
Were those head-scratching comments to you made by McKinney, or do you, even if you can't share us, have an idea what he's referencing?
Yeah, no, I'd say, look, the meetings that we have, Rye, we've had them for 2 years, are good, productive meetings. I'd say the communication from myself to the coordinators to the players, and the players are back, I feel very comfortable with those.
We saw it happen here in 2021 before you arrived. Like you said, you've been everywhere, so you've probably seen it happen too, where the defense, I don't know if turned is the right word, Dapes, but like the defense clearly felt like the offense wasn't holding its part of the bargain and it created friction. Is that something that is real? Is that a real concern from places you've been, and how do you guard against it?
No, I think we have good players that are good teammates that support one another, and I'm confident in those guys.
Thank you.
Yep.
Van Zuggen.
Hey, just to kind of continue that line, you know, obviously when you're 2-7, guys are frustrated, though, and we've seen here seasons go off the rails. I'm sure you've in your past. Is that something you have to be more heightened on, making sure you don't, you know, the cliche is lose the locker room?
No, I feel comfortable with my relationship with the players and the communication that we have on a daily basis, the expectations, and, you know, we got to continue to work and get better.
I'm curious about the kicker decision, how that played out. Just you've signed Randy to the practice squad, then you signed Cade, and then you go with Randy on game day. Just curious how you kind of came to that decision.
We thought it was best for the team.
So I guess you use a roster spot on Cade. Like, why? If you feel like Randy was best for the team, why even sign Cade?
Yeah, bring a young kicker that we thought has some potential off a practice squad, put him on the active, and, you know, we think he's got some potential, but we thought going with Randy was the best thing for the team.
And so with Gonneau, he's obviously not a young guy. Is there any concern about his future having an injury like this at this stage?
Yeah, I'm not there, Dan. Again, I'm focused on the guys that are here. You know, Graham obviously will have surgery, but, you know, hopeful that he'll be back and good to go.
Tom Canavan.
Hey, Brian, I've been around a while, and any ACL that I've seen is year-ending, but I don't think you've spelled that out. Is this year-ending?
Yeah, it's year-ending.
Okay. Yeah. And the other question I have is on the sneak play, did you think of challenging that? Because it seemed it was close.
Yeah, talked to the guys upstairs. Had a good look at it. Didn't think it would get overturned.
Thank you.
Yep.
We have time for a couple more if there are any. Ryan Dunleavy.
Brian, obviously he's a pro, but do you say anything here to Saquon about you know, obviously he's going to now be, I think you used him 30 carries when Tyrod got hurt. Like, his workload's obviously going to be quite magnified here in a contract year. Do you have to say anything to him about shouldering the load here?
No, Saquon's a great teammate. You know, he's a good guy to work with, and he'll do anything to help the team. Yep. Thanks, guys.
Oh, there are a couple more.
Okay.
Sorry. We'll go Laura Albanese.
Just to clarify, will he be getting surgery, and do you have any details on that, Daniel Jones?
Yeah, all I know is he's got a torn ACL right now. So, obviously, surgery will ensue, but I don't know when that would be.
Two more, Tom Rock and then Jordan.
Brian, I know, you know, one of the things that everybody likes about Daniel is how even keeled he is, and you know, you can really never tell whether he's high or too low. But how has he handled these last 12 hours, you know, however long it's been since he left the game? You know, have you had a chance to actually have a good conversation with him about what's going on?
Yeah, I talked to him, obviously, on the plane before, you know, he got the MRI. And then, really, I just saw him for 30 seconds here before I came into this this press conference, just to go down. He was having a meeting with the doctors, just interrupted, and, you know, they told me that what it was and gave him a hug, and that's my extent of it right now, Tom.
Did you describe him as down? Is he, you know, I know he's hard to read, like I said.
Yeah, no, it was 20 seconds. He's in there having a discussion with the physicians right now.
Thank you.
Yep.
Last one, Jordan, run on.
Hey, Brian, the repercussions of this is that people are going to talk about the future of your quarterback position moving forward. How much does this change the outlook to you at all?
Of the quarterback position?
Of your quarterback position, future-wise.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, my focus is on getting DeVito ready to go, getting Barkley up to speed, and doing as good as a job we can do with the guys that we're going to have out there.
The reason I say that is because Daniel now has a pretty extensive injury history. How much does that concern you that now?
Yeah.
He has the knee on top of the neck, on top of, you know, yeah, some of the other past,
yeah,
things.
No, I understand the question. Look, I just heard he had an ACL here, you know, 10 minutes ago. So my focus is on just being there for the young man, and I know he'll do everything he can do to get back ready to play.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills, and CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples, learn what recruiters are looking for, search salaries, and view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.